Is this frequency in use? Welcome to Southgate Vibes, a selection of the latest stories direct from Southgate Amateur Radio News. I'm Steve Richards, Gulf 4 Hotel Papa Echo, and in this podcast, you're going to hear my personal picks of what is happening in amateur radio and the wider world of communications. Whether you're just starting out in ham radio or an experienced operator spinning around the spectrum for those rare and sometimes strange signals, I hope you'll find something to entertain you here. Welcome to Southgate Vibes. Come in," said the spider to the fly. "But don't worry, because there's no danger lurking here. Just the bejewelled gems of some items from this week's amateur radio press. And you can spend as much time in this emporium as you like. After all, there are only 103 back episodes for you to catch up on if you're a first-time caller. And time is on your side, because in the last couple of days, the propagation conditions on the amateur shortwave bands have been nothing short of dire. The sun is waking up. And as it coughs and splutters and sparks and explodes, it's having quite a wild effect on the Earth's ionosphere, sometimes performing amazingly, and then on another day, you could believe your radio equipment had itself blown up. Anyway, one shouldn't moan, as the general trend is to greatly enhanced propagation, and in a few years' time, assuming I'm spared, I hope to be boasting to you about my incredible long-distance contacts with stations far, far away using just flea power and highly compromised antennas. And speaking of faraway places, the Kingdom of Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland, has suddenly become very popular, with two separate de-expeditions currently underway. The Latvian RSF team has started activity as 3 Delta Alpha Zero Whiskey Whiskey from Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland, and will be on the air until October the 26th. Activity is on 160 to 10 metres using CW, single sideband, RTTY and FT8 in Fox and Hounds mode. The team has had some power outages during their stay. QSL is via Yankee Lima 2 Golf November directly, or Club Logs OQRS direct and via the Bureau. Their log will be uploaded to Logbook of the World 6 months after the end of the operation. On October the 16th, the team reported that their transmit antenna setup was finished, but that morning, what they have dubbed the infamous dog escaped his fencing and collapsed one of the Spiderbeam antennas. It can be repaired. As the setup is almost finished, the team plans to be on the air much more. Local LED lighting has been kept switched off to reduce the band noise. The beverage antenna is not yet installed. A beverage is a very, very long but low-mounted antenna designed to maximise signal while minimising local man-made noise. The team's first batch of 3,368 contacts has been uploaded to Club Log. The team is located in 2 different houses some distance apart from each other. One location has a spider beam for the 20 to 10 metre amateur bands, a vertical for the 80 metre band, and another vertical for the 40 metre band. The second location also has a spider beam for the 20 to 10 metre bands, a DX Commander vertical for the 40 metre to 10 metre bands, and an 18 metre tall spider pole based top loaded vertical for the 160 metre to 30 metre bands. Up to 4 transceivers are in use simultaneously. For more details and updates, go to lral.lv/3DeltaAlpha0WhiskeyWhiskey. There are many photographs on this website, and there's also a list of the frequencies the team say they will tend to operate on. Meanwhile, in a separate activation, also from the Kingdom of Eswatini, 3 Delta Alpha Zero Romeo Uniform is still active. This is a Russian de-expedition team, and they will continue to be active near Umbabane until October the 22nd. Activity will be on 160 to 6 metres using CW single sideband FT8 and QO100 satellite operation with multiple stations. The team's website at 3DeltaAlpha0.ru/EN for the English version has a list of suggested operating frequencies and is being updated regularly with the latest operating information. As of October the 17th, 3 Delta Alpha Zero Romeo Uniform had made a total of 75,684 contacts with 21,000 unique call signs. Broken down by mode, this represented 34,987 Morse contacts, 8,248 single sideband voice contacts, and 32,449 FT8 data mode contacts. Broken down by geographical location, by far the most number of contacts so far have been with Europe. QSL is via Romeo 7 Alpha Lima, direct or via the Bureau, Club Logs OQRS, which is their preference, or via Logbook of the World. When you think of the vastness of the world's oceans, it didn't ought to come as too much of a surprise to realise that shortwave radio is often the only reliable method of communication across these huge distances. And out there, thousands of miles from help, you'll be wanting to do that. The biggest vessels may have satellite communications, but even then, when operating at latitudes a long way north or south from the equator, it may not be possible to have reliable satellite operations, because geostationary satellites are dotted around the equator and are very low on the horizon if, for example, you're sailing through the Arctic seas. And of course, this goes for satellite-based navigation facilities as well, something we take for granted these days, even in the domestic environment. Amateur radio, with its wide choice of bands and frequencies, which you can choose to suit the prevailing propagation opportunities and the distance that you need to cover, is a tempting facility. There are so many amateurs around the world that someone is bound to hear you wherever you're calling from. But wherever you're calling from, you still have to have a license in order to transmit on the ham bands. The Golden Globe Race is a non-stop, solo, around-the-world sailing race, which starts from Les Sables d'Olonne in France. Sailors have to be invited to take part, and entrants must show prior ocean sailing experience of at least 8,000 miles and another 2,000 miles solo in any boat. The forthcoming 2022 race is the 54th since the original Sunday Times Golden Globe Race. Entrants are limited to sailing similar yachts and with similar equipment to what was available to Sir Robin Knox-Johnson, the winner of the original race in 1968. That means sailing without the use of modern technology, such as satellite-based navigation aids. Safety equipment is carried, however, the competitors are only allowed to use the technology in an emergency. It takes over 200 days to complete the circumnavigation. Yachting Monthly magazine reports that the use of amateur radio in the Golden Globe Race 2022 has been banned due to the unlicensed usage in past races. The magazine says that next year the Golden Globe Race will return, but with some changes. Ham radio equipment will be replaced with a 100% waterproof HF single sideband radio and weather fax for receiving weather charts. In 2018, there was controversy when it was revealed that some of the skippers didn't have ham radio licenses but were using the equipment anyway. This change has caused concerns, with some of the 2018 entrants highlighting difficulties in picking up the Global Maritime Distress and Safety System frequencies in the Southern Ocean due to the shrinking of that broadcasting network, as more mariners have come to rely on satellite communication. And the route is also different in the Golden Globe Race 2022, apparently to make it less demanding on the boats. You can read the full article at www.yachtingmonthly.com. You are listening to Southgate Vibes with me, Steve, G4 Hotel Papa Echo. It's all about radio and the wider world of communications. I picked out some of the latest stories from Southgate Amateur Radio News, and you can find a lot more by going to southgatearc.org. The United Nations has its own very special amateur radio prefix for uniform, which can be used around the world regardless of geographical location. So you often hear for uniform cropping up from countries which are currently hosting UN activities. Members of the United Nations Global Service Centre Amateur Radio Club are now active as 4 Uniform 24 Oscar Charlie Tango from Brindisi in Italy. Activity is to mark United Nations Day on October the 24th, which has been celebrated since 1948. The purpose of the UN Day event is to promote to people worldwide the principles of humanity, unity and world peace. Operations should be on 160 to 10 metres. Remember, this operation only counts for Italy for DXCC purposes. You can QSL via 9 Alpha 2 Alpha Alpha or Club Log. You're listening to Southgate Vibes with me, Steve, G4 Hotel Papa Echo. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a comment or a question, pop us over an email. Our address is vibes@southgatearc.org. That's vibes@southgatearc.org. You never know, we might feature your message in a future edition. The National Amateur Radio Society in ERA, the IRTS, maintains an archive of its past publications and more. They've been making this available free of charge online, and of course it contains some fascinating material. However, there are gaps in some sections of the archive, and the call for assistance has been going out. The Irish Radio Transmitters Society Publications Library contains newsletters and other IRTS publications from 1948 to the year 2000. The library now holds more than 250 publications, which have been scanned and converted to PDF for easy viewing or downloading. The most recent addition to the library is a copy of the August 1960 IRTS News, which was thought to have been lost but was unearthed by Jerry, Echo India 8 Charlie Charlie. The topics covered in the 1960 issue include reports from 3 field day contest stations in the Dublin area and how the operators overcame a variety of technical and weather-related problems. There is also an interesting report on an IARU Region 1 conference held in Folkestone, Kent, during which ERA's IRTS delegation offered to assist VHF operators from other countries to join in an effort to make a VHF transatlantic contact with the east coast of the United States. The IRTS Publications Library is at www.irts.ie/library and is well worth a visit. The IRTS continues to ask members to help to fill in the gaps by lending newsletters or other IRTS publications not currently available in the library so that they can be scanned and added. Well, that's it for this time. You've been listening to Southgate Vibes, stories about amateur radio and the world of communications from Southgate Amateur Radio News. You can find these stories and many more daily reports at our website, southgatearc.org. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch by sending an email to vibes@southgatearc.org. So until next time, this is Steve Richards, G4 Hotel Papa Echo, signing off and wishing you best 7-3.